Hello everyone, this is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly!
So I'm going to have to apologize in advance. I am feeling a little bit under the weather, so if you hear me coughing...
And it's not because of the movie.
Well, no. I don't feel ill because of that. But if you hear sniffling and coughing, that's all it is. So I apologize in advance. Alright, let's get into this episode.
A Touch of Satan.
The Touch of Satan. Just a sprinkle of Satan.
Hold on.
A hint of Satan.
Yeah, like you have a touch of salt.
You know, you put a tablespoon of garlic.
So it is the touch of Satan.
Yeah, a touch of, like, you know, an eye of newt, a tail of a salamander, and just a touch of Satan.
Just a tiny touch.
A touch.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Actually, surprisingly, not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, this is the lowest rated horror movie of 1971. And I have to say, I'm a little disappointed.
I think it's, like, the best one we've watched so far, to be honest. Like,
probably.
I would argue this is, yeah, like, the best one.
It's kind of strange.
Like, it's not... I shouldn't, like, preface this as, like, a good movie. Like, because some of the acting is terrible, the plot kind of jumps around a lot, but, yeah, I mean, it's kind of dull in certain places, a lot of places. But it's certainly not the worst film I've ever watched. It's definitely not Octoman, and it's definitely not Bigfoot.
No, nothing is Bigfoot.
Nothing can be Bigfoot.
And I really hope that stays the case. I don't want anything to be Bigfoot.
I think we're going to get worse than Bigfoot. I'm just waiting for it to happen.
No.
But yes, so...
Bigfoot sits in that very fine line between, like, cheesy old vanilla shit and, like, the newer edgy stuff, and it just doesn't fucking bother going over it. And that's the problem with Bigfoot. The other movies we watched, they kind of go a little past it.
That's true. Yeah. I guess that's a fair point. So, shall we get into the movie then?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's talk about the poster.
All right. So, the poster, let me, you know.
I can just tell you the quote. It makes Rosemary's Baby look like a Sunday school picnic. What do you think about that statement?
Okay, I'm a huge fan of Rosemary's Baby. I think it has a great plot, great, like, atmosphere setting, and, like...
Great acting.
Great acting, good horror, like... It's just a well-made horror film, right? This is absolutely nothing like it. I don't know how they are even closely comparing this to Rosemary's Baby.
Because it has satanic elements, and that's it.
Yeah, but Rosemary's Baby is a completely different plot. Like, not the same at all
to this Satan. Movie. But Satan.
I don't care.
But Satan.
No, you don't get
touch a touch of Satan.
You don't get to compare yourself to Rosemary's Baby just because you have, like, a touch of Satan in the movie. Look, and by a touch of Satan, I mean, like, there is very little Satan in this movie.
There's some off-screen Satan.
Well, yeah. We get some voiceover Satan.
Yeah.
We don't get, you know...
Do you know Satan is a woman?
We don't get, like, the Satan in Beast of the Yellow Knight.
Oh, yeah, Satan's not a sassy Filipino man.
No.
In the
a sassy, overweight Filipino man,
this is just a woman who does voiceover.
Yeah.
Satan's a woman.
I mean, it worked for the film.
Yeah.
But
I don't have any complaints.
But we'll get to that. So, actually, the first of the film is what I have the most complaints about.
The opening is the worst.
It's like the dullest thing.
It's like the most incompetent.
Yeah. And then it just, like, for some reason, it just gets... competent.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let's get into it. So, starts out, we get...
A farmer, and he's taking his cow somewhere.
Yeah, and it's just... It sounds like a bad voiceover. Yeah. I don't know if it was, but it sounds
the
like...
The audio is really bad.
Yeah, he's, like, taking her, and he's like, oh, you're so stubborn, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I can't believe, like...
You never want to, like, go inside when it's time to go inside.
Yeah, and then he finally gets her into the barn. Yeah,
and he sees,
Now, he hears a little doll's...
Yeah.
Like, a little doll chuckle.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, what was that? And then he goes over.
And there's, like, a doll just sitting on a haystack. And then he dies through the power of slideshows.
Yeah, it reminded me of Legacy of Blood, yes. Where we're just like, you know.
So they don't, you don't actually see him dying. It's just pictures.
Yeah, so you see a pitchfork going into him, and it's, and it shows a still of that frame.
Yes.
And then it's,
his, it shows a still of him, him being screaming. Stabbed.
And then another still.
Yeah.
Then another still.
Yes.
As he's going down.
Yes.
And it's just like, still. Yes. Like stop motion.
Yes.
But bad stop motion.
For some reason.
And while he's screaming on a voiceover over all.
Yes.
This. Yeah.
Why?
And then a lantern drops and mm-hmm. flames go up.
And
then
some old woman runs away.
Grabs the doll and runs away.
Yeah.
And then we get a family.
Yeah.
In a house.
And they're like mid-conversation, talking about something, and then this old woman just blasts through this screen door.
She fucking like hulks through it. Just,
oh, yeah.
Just tears the shit out fucking, of it and just like comes
she
in.
She fucking Hulk Hogan's through this thing like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Just bursts through this it and falls down.
This frail old woman just fucking just shreds ass through this screen door and fucking falls on the ground all yeah. bloody. And the family's like, ah, you know, oh, look, she's covered in blood. Like, she got out again.
Yeah.
And they're all talking about, like, not again.
This as happened. The mom takes her upstairs. Well,
presumably.
Quote, unquote, mom.
It never explains what they
no,
are.
No, it doesn't. Then. I don't think, but, well, we know that it's not really her mom.
Right.
But we'll get to that. So, then they take her, she takes her upstairs, and her presumed dad start talking, and she's like, you know what? It's been 9 years. And before that, 3 years. So it's like they're talking. The implication is that it's been 9 years since she killed someone. And before that, 3 years. And then you get the opening title. The opening credits. And we're just like, oh no. This is shit.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
This is trash. At first I was like confused because I was like, we had no fucking clue what was happening.
I had no idea what was yeah. going on. They didn't explain jack shit.
Some old woman murders somebody, and they're just like, 9 years.
Nine years. Like, we're supposed to know what's going on.
We're just like, what?
I mean, yeah, it's setting up, like, you know, what's going to happen in the film, but really poorly. Like, really bad. Mm. So, we get Jody driving down just the...
In California, he's, like, driving down the coast.
Driving down the coast.
Cause... And he pulls into this gas station. To get some gas.
Mm-hmm.
And starts talking to the guy there, and he asks some questions about the town, and the guy's being, like, really cryptic.
Yeah, so Jody's like, oh, it's a nice town you got here, really quiet. And, like,
well, it's not that quiet.
Yeah, except for all the murders, though.
Yeah. He's like, what are you talking about? Oh, well, last week, old man Larson was, killed at his farm. And it...
And then Jody's like, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Like, who, did they catch him? And like, no, they're still on the lookout for
him.
And
I don't think they're ever going to catch him. And then he says, must be one of those thromicidal maniacs. Yes.
That is not a word.
And Jody's like, thromicidal, huh? Kind of like sarcastic. He's like, yep, thromicidal maniacs. And then he drives off. Thromicidal isn't a word. I have to mention that?
The gas station attendant wasn't like, he wasn't like, they weren't trying to make him out like he was like.
A country bumpkin?
Yeah, couldn't like speak English
apparently,
or anything.
That is what he is.
He was just talking about how people, why, I don't get why like, you know, casual conversation people just bring up how a bunch of people were murdered, but you know.
I don't know, well when your town has a serious Satan problem.
It's not like I walked down.
I guess
the,
you do.
Walked down the street and some guy asked me for directions, and I'm like, you know, we've had a lot of murders down there, so you shouldn't go down there. Like we.
Does your town? Yeah, but do you have a Satan problem in your neighborhood?
Maybe I don't know.
That's see, if you did, you would tell people.
I don't have an old lady running around smashing through fucking screen doors and murdering people with pitchforks. That's for sure.
Oh yeah, that's yeah. This is very very hardcore little town.
Yeah, exactly.
His first thing, just, oh man, those murders. Yeah.
I know, that's like his first thing he says, too, is like, just, oh, those murders, they're terrible.
Yeah. It's like five fucking people in this town, and we see half of them murdered through this movie.
I know. small town in California is a bit of an understatement.
Mm-hmm.
So Jody drives off down the coast again.
And then he pulls up and there is like this dirt road.
And then he like looks at something in his rear view. And
we're like, he looks at the dirt road in his rear view.
Yeah, and he's like, and we're like, does he see something? Yes. What's going on? So he backs up and then he goes on this little country road. Yes,
which we, I mean, they do explain it.
Yeah.
But when we were watching it, in that moment, we were just like, why the fuck?
Well, they make it such a cryptic scene, even though it's not, like,
yeah.
Nothing's going on. He's just, like, he's just deciding to go into this country road. But
they explain it.
They do explain
it. And that is commendable.
It is.
Many things are commendable. Many things are commendable in this.
Right.
Shockingly.
Except for calling yourself better than Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah, that's, don't do that.
That's not commendable.
Don't do that.
But, okay.
It's like when Bigfoot tried to say it's better than King Kong on its poster. Don't do that.
Yeah, just don't.
No.
So he drives up this country road to a lake, and he decides to have himself a little picnic.
Yeah.
So he skips rocks on the pond and, like, lays down this little napkin and starts eating a sandwich.
And then you hear...
in the distance.
Yeah.
And then, like, it shows Jody's view, but, like, it's... It's, like, way back.
Pretty
like,
far back.
Like, she's, like, way the fuck back.
Yeah.
And then it just zooms in on her.
And she's just, like, looking at him. Kind of a creepy moment.
I guess. Maybe unintentionally creepy.
I don't know if it was unintentional, but it's... Yeah. So she walks over to him. And they have a awkward little conversation. She's like, he's like, oh, is this yours? Is this your pond? She's like, no, it's my father's. He's like, oh, well, will he mind me skipping rocks on this pond? She's like, no, I don't think that would be a problem. And, you know, who are you? Like, oh.
I'm Jody.
Yeah.
I'm Melissa.
My dad owns a walnut ranch.
Yeah.
Walnut ranch, yeah.
And then... she's like, do you want to come see it?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I don't have much going on, so sure.
Yeah.
So they go to the Walnut Ranch.
Holding hands.
Holding hands, yeah. All of a sudden.
Very adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah. Just cute as hell.
It's fucking, it's just, yeah, this movie's so adorable.
So they get to the Walnut Ranch. They drive to their Walnut
Ranch. The Walnut Ranch has no walnuts
in it. They never mention walnuts ever again. No.
You couldn't just say the farm.
No.
Walnut Ranch.
Walnut Ranch.
Every movie has a farm.
So they...
we can't have a fucking farm.
No.
We have a Walnut Ranch.
We have to be edgy. Whatever. Walnut Ranch.
You know those walking walnuts? You just have a fucking ranch for them.
Oh, man. So they go inside and meet her mother.
Family.
Her family. She introduces Jody to her presumed mother at that point. And she's like, oh, you brought company. Like, is kind of surprised.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then she goes out.
To her presumed dad.
To her presumed dad.
And he's not happy.
He's not happy that she brought another guy over.
Yeah.
And... she's telling him, like, supper is ready and to come meet this new guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, I'm just worried that something might happen.
Yeah, she's like, oh, don't worry about it. Just tell Lucinda to stay in her room.
Yeah.
And Lucinda is the old woman from earlier.
Yeah. So they go back in, and the father is like, oh, you gotta try some of my...
apple cider.
My apple cider.
What does it say?
There's
peanuts in it.
My secret is I put peanuts in it to make it smoother or something like that.
Not walnuts.
Peanuts. Even though they're on a walnut ranch.
Ain't no such thing as walnut ranches.
Peanut.
Yeah.
So
apparently you put peanuts in cider.
And then, like, he pours the glass and Jody awkwardly drinks it.
Well,
Jody doesn't drink it.
He watches the father chug the fucking thing.
Man, that's good.
And then he drinks it. But yeah, after he chugs, he just yells out, like, we jumped. Because he just drinks it, just like, glub, 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 glub. Man, that's good. Good. Just like...
Reminds me of one of those people in, like, those beverage commercials where they, like, drink something and they're like, ah, yeah, that's good.
Good.
Ooh, yeah. Crisp. with extra peanuts.
That should have been, like, a product placement.
Seriously. Oh, man.
They have
so,
dinner.
They have dinner. I'm having trouble describing all these things because they're, like, kind of mundane, stupid.
It's just character development.
It's just set up. Yeah.
It's set up. I mean, they talk about, like, you know, what he's doing there, who he is, etc.
Right.
They go to bed. Well, at first, he's like, okay, I guess I'll head out. And the daughter, what was her name? Melissa?
Melissa.
Melissa. She's like, oh, you can stay the night. And the presumed parent just like, oh, no. They're worried.
Right. They're like, I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah. And eventually.
And we don't want to keep him if he doesn't want to stay.
He decides to stay.
Yeah.
Because he wants that satanic poontang.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of what I thought his motivation was the entire time.
Well, you're right. You are very accurate, my friend.
you know, like the everyman in every 70s movie, he wants that sweet, sweet V.
Satanic.
Yes.
V. Because right. That seems to only get him more interested.
Exactly.
It's so logical.
So she takes him up and like shows him his room because she like the mother set up the sewing room as a bedroom.
She leaves
and he like starts getting ready and like
he goes to the closet,
hanging up his coat.
Yeah,
and then he drops a hanger and like starts like picking it up.
Someone goes and you see someone entering the room because there's like decent shot because he's in the closet. Like putting it away, and there's a mirror
on the
and
wall.
And you see the mirror in the mirror, like someone opening the door and walking in.
Yeah, it was kind of a cool shot.
And he turns around, and it's the old woman. And she tells him to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leave to, you know, get out or whatever.
And he scares the shit out of him.
Yeah, because he actually looks like decently
surprised.
He looks
terrified, yeah.
Like they look, like, he's not the greatest actor, but they look like they, like, were like, okay, you're going to drop a hanger. And then you just pick it up.
Yeah.
And then they just sent in the actress as he was picking it up.
Freaked him out, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and then he, like, she goes out, and then he goes over to Melissa's room.
Yeah, talks to her.
And is like, hey, like, there was this old, are you sure you three are the only ones here?
Yeah.
And that's when she's like, oh, my great-grandmother Lucinda is here.
Yeah.
And he's like, what happened to her face?
She got burned a long time ago.
She got burned a long time ago.
Message! She's like, okay, it's gonna be okay. Like, you know, she didn't mean to. And it also shows her going into Lucinda's room and, like, brushing her hair and saying, like, you're gonna stay in your room, okay? You're not gonna wander around the halls anymore. Things like that. But we forgot.
We forgot to walk.
We forgot, before this, they go on a romantic walk. Did you know where fish live?
Oh, that's right, yeah. They go to the pond again.
They're at the pond, and she's like, that's the...
that's the pond. That's where fish live. Like...
No, she says, that's where the fish lives.
That's where the fish lives, yeah.
The fish.
The fish. The solitary fish.
The one fish.
That's where the fish lives. It's like, no shit, Sherlock.
Wow, really?
Really? Fish live in water? What? Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah. They have a romantic conversation and they...
She asks him to stay longer.
Yeah.
For a couple days.
Yeah. They get to know each other some more, they cuddle, then they go back and that's... Yeah, they go to
that's the, yeah, yeah, that's the scene we forgot to mention. So, he's, like, obviously freaked out. Like, she... So she's like, oh, well, we'll wake up early tomorrow and we'll spend the whole day.
We'll have the whole day to ourselves.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah.
They wake up and he helps her around the farm a little bit, but then they just leave.
Because she wants to go to the store in the town.
Yeah. And you also hear the parents talking and they're like, what if he is like the one?
Right. And she's like, he's staying a couple extra days.
Yeah. And she's like, why aren't you saying anything? Aren't you unhappy? And he's like, the dad's like, yeah, I'm unhappy, but I can't do anything.
And
it's your choice.
And the girl's like, that's the nicest thing I've ever heard you say, blah, blah, blah. Like,
so they go, and then the cop shows up.
Right.
He's still investigating the murder of the other guy because his farm was right next to theirs. So he talks to the dad and looks around a bit, and Melissa and Jody go to the town to the, like, a general store.
Right, and, like, they walk in, and everyone's like, oh, hi, Melissa, and then they give her, like, a dirty
look. Everyone gives her a dirty look.
Yeah, so they...
Everyone.
They go down the aisle, and Jody's like, why were they giving you a dirty look? Like, why does everyone look like why does everyone look at you like you're something bad or something like that? And she's like, oh, because they think I'm a witch. Just drops that bomb right there.
Well, she also tells him in the store.
Yeah. Oh, well, like, that. He's like, why do they think you're a witch?
Because I am.
Oh, because I am.
Yeah.
Just right there.
Right there. Of course he doesn't believe her.
Yeah, well,
he thinks
yeah,
it's a joke. He thinks it's a joke.
Right.
And he's like, a witch? And everyone in the store immediately, like, looks over, like, kind of spooked out, you know?
And then, so they grab all the stuff and they, like, ring up. And then,
as they're leaving.
As they're leaving, Jody just said, zap!
Yeah.
Zap! Just, like, reaches his arm out and just says, zap at all of them.
Yeah. And then they leave, and, like, this woman in the store is like, young whippersnapper.
Who was he? It's like, they didn't ask who he was when they walked to the store. They just asked after he left.
Yeah, after he went, zap!
And then Melissa's like, why'd you do that?
Yeah, she's not
and
happy.
He's like, oh, well, it makes me
I
sick.
I hate people like that.
It makes me sick.
Yeah.
You know.
There's judgmental and things like that. And they keep talking because he's a little, like, you know, she keeps telling him, like, I'm a witch. He's still, like, obviously, like, being like, no, it's nonsense.
And she's like,
well, you want me to show you my,
where I do my witching...
My witching thing? Grounds or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, my witching grounds, yeah. And he's like, okay.
Yeah.
Probably because he thinks he can score.
Yeah. As he's been through the whole movie.
Yeah.
And will continue to do so.
Oh, yeah.
And it cuts to the sheriff who's investigating some more, and he finds,
He finds, like, a piece of cotton. It's hair.
It's hair. It's white hair.
Yeah, and then he finds a bloody plant.
Yeah.
And then
he finds the pitchfork.
And then he finds the bloody pitchfork that they just stashed, like, in the
grass.
On their property.
Yes. Finds everything.
Yeah.
And then, so, it goes back to Jody and Melissa, and they're going to their, her witching grounds.
So, she shows him in, and...
Well, it's a cabin.
Right.
That's just, like, kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so they go in, and he's like, so, prove you're a witch.
Mm.
And she's like, how do I prove I'm a witch? And he's like, make me disappear.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't want to do that.
I wouldn't like that.
Or I wouldn't like that, yeah. And he's like, okay, make someone appear. And I guess they were going for like a little joke here.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
The dad
shows up
immediately.
Door,
yeah.
And they're looking for the older woman.
Yeah.
What was the older woman's name?
Lucinda?
Lucinda. Yeah. They're looking for Lucinda.
And the dad is just like, oh, I'll look for her.
Don't worry about it.
You can stay here. You can stay here and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah.
And then I was just like... Because he just like leaves and closes the door and I'm just like, yeah, fuck my daughter. That's...
Seriously.
That's...
Like...
Which... I mean... that is exactly what is happening.
Yeah, I know. Like... That's what, well, I mean, that's, clearly, Jody's just trying, the entire time, that's what he's trying to do.
She's like, yeah, you kids have fun, close the door.
Because Jody keeps talking about how he wants to, like, travel the countryside and, like,
go to San Francisco. He mentions earlier that his dad is a lawyer, and he wants him to be a lawyer, but he doesn't want to be a lawyer. He wants to just kind of travel the country and discover himself.
So he doesn't want to slow down anywhere, and he wasn't looking for anyone in particular.
No. But he found the one.
Apparently.
The one.
Well, the one that wouldn't put out soon enough, so he had to go deep.
And once she does, shit gets real.
Don't give too much away.
I could not possibly.
So, they start looking for him, and then it goes back to the cop, and he's like, because he found evidence.
Yeah.
He goes to his squad car, and starts trying to hail the
sheriff's office.
The sheriff's office.
Or whoever will, like, pick up. No
and
one's picking up.
And as he's sitting in the... you see a silhouette of something going behind. It's kind of actually...
No, it's a good shot.
I'll give it this.
Yeah.
It actually was kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just see some, like, form.
Figure moving in the back.
Yep. And then, oh no, sorry, we forgot to mention, Lucinda was watching the cop gather the evidence with a hook.
Yeah.
She had a hook in her hand. And so,
As he's
healing, she comes out from the door.
Stabs him. In the throat.
No stills this time. Which was a welcome comfort.
Yes.
Like, slits his throat with the hook. Yeah. And like, just...
You see blood spraying out of it.
An actual squib. It was kind of... Yeah. They actually tried on this one.
Yeah.
So he falls to the ground. She keeps stabbing him. She keeps stabbing him.
And then Jody and Melissa drive up. And she immediately goes to help.
To aid Lucinda.
Yeah.
And Lucinda and the mom take her back in the house. Now, I'm going to stop the narration at this point. Any sane person, after seeing an older woman from the family...
Mm-hmm.
From the family, murdering a cop,
mm-hmm.
your first instinct would be to get the fuck out of there.
Not if you're trying to get laid.
Apparently. I don't understand it. He watches this.
Oh, yeah.
And when Melissa's out of the car, his first instinct is not to just drive away. It's to just sit there and stare.
He stares, like, horrified.
I get shock.
Yeah.
I get that. You'd be in shock for a minute.
Because he throws up.
But you get the fuck out of there.
No.
So he stays long enough for the dad to go...
And grab the keys.
Grab his keys from his car.
Yeah.
While Jody's just puking and mm-hmm. standing... Mind you, he's standing right next to his car, which has the keys in it.
Oh, yeah. He just takes the keys.
The guy just takes the keys and then locks and then takes...
He takes Jody and... handcuffs him to something in, like, a little, like, shed.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a surprisingly good...
I think it was my favorite shot of the whole film. Yeah, because... Like, it was the one that I was like, they actually tried.
Like, so Melissa's, like, on the ground, just kind of, like, in shock. And the camera's just doing a 360 around her. But the parents are... taking care of the whole thing in the back.
Right, so it's rotating around and while the dad's, like, putting the cop in the car.
He's putting the cop in the car, he's putting on the uniform.
And, like, everything important is in the...
You see it.
Is in the frame while it's rotating.
And it keeps rotating. And it doesn't cut the whole time. And each time it cut, it swoops back around to the house. You see, like, okay, the dad has on the uniform now. Then he gets in the car, and then you see the car pulling away and driving off. Pretty impressive. Pretty fucking impressive. I'll say. I'd say most of the cinematography in this is pretty good.
I would say that. I would say cinematography good, acting not so great, like, story kind of dull.
Kind of.
But
it makes more sense than literally everything we watched.
Well, that's true.
Surprisingly.
So the dad takes the car to a cliff.
And drives it off.
And drives the car.
And the motherfucking car explodes.
Like, while rolling down the hill. Yeah. It's not flipping down the hill. It's just subtly rolling down the hill and it explodes.
I have no complaints. We got an exploding car. And then Melissa is talking to Jody. And again.
She's like, stay one more day. Yeah. Let me convince.
Just one more day.
Let me convince you that all this is.
Yeah.
That I'm cursed.
Yeah.
Like, I am cursed, and this is what's going on. Like, let me just convince you, stay one more day.
He wants to run away with her.
And Jody's like, well, I don't have any choice, do I?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, my father will be back, and we'll unlock you.
Yeah.
At that point, again, I would nope the fuck out. I'd be like, bye, bitch, nope. I'm out of here. No. He's like, okay, I'll stay.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You know why.
Oh, well, yeah, he's trying to score.
Yes. The moral of the story is don't.
Don't score with...
Don't do this. with weirdo, hard-to-get, satanic women.
Yeah.
No, find yourself a nice, like, Christian girl.
So, after the next scene is we get a really awkward dinner scene where...
No one's talking.
No one's talking and no one's eating.
Because they're all, like, especially Jody is, like, he has no appetite.
And Jody just gets up and goes to his room.
Goes to sleep.
Yeah.
And then Melissa goes to the, like, witch cabin.
Mm-hmm.
She gets out an old piece of cloth, which we found out later, is her... we forgot to mention, Lucinda is her sister.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because she goes and talks to Lucinda, yeah. And she's like, I'm going to lock the door now. Don't disturb anyone, okay, sister?
Yeah. So, yeah, they're sisters. And in what she basically does is she has, like, a seance, sort of. And as Jody is sleeping, she, like, basically has him dream of her past, of what happened. And then shows these, like, angry villagers marching with torches.
Saying, burn the witch. Burn the witch.
And I was just like, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
Goes to, like, 1844 or something.
Yeah, it goes way back in time. Yeah. Everyone's dressed up, like, olden days. And they go to this guy's house, and they tell him...
So the guy's, like, reading a Bible to his family, yeah. And you see the Melissa...
And her sister. Yeah.
Who he calls... what's the sister's name?
Lucinda?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He actually mentions her name as Lucinda.
Yeah.
So you get to see what happens to Lucinda in this scene. So, there's an angry mob. He keeps reading the Bible. Lucinda keeps saying, like, I hear something.
Yeah.
I hear something, Papa.
They're coming for us.
Yeah. And then he, like, finally hears it. And he goes out. He's like, let me go see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes out. And this is the worst acting of the film.
The people who played the mob
are terrible. Oh, my God. They're so bad.
Are terrible.
They're so bad.
They're fucking, like, bad.
It kind of gave me flashbacks to every other single movie.
Yeah.
I was getting too comfortable.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the acting's not good in this movie.
It's passable.
It's passable, but it's not great. But
and then you get to the mob.
Then you get to the mob, and it goes and right terrible. Back to, like...
But at least that... But to their credit, it only lasts for, like, 1 minute.
Yeah.
Because so, they... The explanation they give is that everybody else in the village has had bad things happen to them.
One guy lost cows. His wife is sick.
Another person's, like, daughter died.
Yeah.
Everyone's had something bad happen, except for this family. And they are saying it's because the daughters are witches, and there is, like, a hex on the people.
Yep, on the town.
Yeah. So they break in...
So the dad tries to fight it and be like, no.
No, I can't.
And then he's like, Lucinda, run, Lucinda. Yeah. And, like, they, you know, trample over him. And then they grab Lucinda and take her to the wood, like, a tree.
Yeah.
And they tie her up and they keep saying, burn the witch. Yeah. And then they throw a torch. And it starts lighting on fire and she starts burning. And then...
She gets real.
Yeah, and then her... Lucinda's sister, Melissa, gets up, finally breaks away from the crowd,
yeah.
And, like, gets in, and then you hear this voiceover.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, do you want to save your sister?
Yeah.
I am... They use some, like, Lovecraftian quotes.
I am... it's like, I am a friend of the night. Something, something. It's a Lovecraft reference.
Yeah, it's from a short story by H.P. Lovecraft, so...
Which, clever.
Yeah, but I mean...
Give them that.
And then she's like, if you want to save your sister, say yes.
Yes.
And she's like, yes. And she's like, raise up your hand.
Yeah.
And she raises up her hand in a fist.
Yeah.
And she's like, now bring it down and, like, extinguish the flames.
And she extinguishes the flames and then immediately, like, basically curses out the whole village.
Says their firstborns are going to be born with warts and hives. Yeah. And, like, says, like, all their cattle will
die. Your crops will die.
Yeah. Man, just every hex she can give them.
Everything.
That's what she
Everything
does.
Everything will be bad.
So, she gets Melissa down. Gets Lucinda down.
And she's, like, obviously burned, and that's how you know, like, why her face is all fucked up.
Yep.
So... It then shows that her family disowned her.
Yeah, basically saying that they are witches.
Yeah.
And they've cursed this land.
Yeah.
And, you know, disowning them.
Yeah. So then Jody wakes up and goes to the...
The witching house.
The witching house. And they... she tells them, like, you have to believe that this is, like, important. Right. You have to believe me and everything I say, and then you can save me.
And after all that, Jody still doesn't believe
me. No.
Still skeptical. But that's when he professes his...
Well, he professes his love multiple
times. His loves. Well, no, yes. This is when he actually says, I love you. And he's like, let me remind you, the audience, let me remind all of you, they have known each other for a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
A day and a half. And he already loves her.
It's dedication.
Yeah. Because he wants to score.
It's dedication to the game.
Yeah. It
really is. So, and there's like, they explain other things like, she tells him basically that the reason he came down that dirt road in the first place was because he was being guided by Satan, essentially.
Right.
That he was being guided by darker powers. And
then she's cursed, and like, the reason she is cursed because she wanted to save her sister.
Yeah.
An altruistic. And
he has to believe her to save her.
Right.
And you see Lucinda in her room freaking the fuck out.
Weird jump cuts, too. Like, it the movie went, like, stupid for a second.
It went batshit.
It went so insane. It
cuts to her in her room, and she's just fucking flipping out.
Yeah, it's like jump cutting to her, like, freaking out and, like, doing all this stuff.
You know what she does?
And then she grabs a chair.
She gives him the chair.
Yeah, she does. It's like a WWE up in there.
Yeah.
Like,
they open the door, and a fucking chair just flies. She just
slams the chair into one of them.
It breaks into a million pieces.
And then she just runs off. And like, we're like, what? What just happened? Like, she just fucking, it's like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Just,
yeah. Give him the chair. Just
seriously.
She runs out and gets to the witch cabin.
And starts, like, trying...
Beating the shit out of him.
Yeah, beating the shit out of Jody. Just for...
Yeah.
We're
like, what the fuck is this?
Seriously.
And then, like... he runs away, and Melissa lights her the fuck on fire.
Yeah, she's like, burn the witch.
Burn, witch.
Burn! And then, like, just lights her the fuck on fire. Her own sister,
who
she almost watched die just the same way,
mm-hmm.
and she has no qualms about burning her alive
mm-hmm.
for a fucking guy.
Yep. Well, to be fair, if you think about it, it does make sense. You want me to explain it to you?
I think you need to explain it to the audience.
Okay. Well, basically, if she knows that if she does this scheme, then she's going to be free of the satanic possession or whatever.
Because Lucinda's obviously...
Yes. Lucinda can't.
She can't control herself. She's killing, like, a bunch of people.
She's getting worse and worse. And if the logic of the movie is that you have to, like, I don't know, basically have sex with someone who's not satanic to free yourself, Lucinda's shit out of luck. She is shit out of luck, okay?
Yeah, she's batshit fucking insane.
She knows that if her sister does this, she's going to be free and Lucinda's going to be fucked. So that's the logic. Will, you got to think. This movie it explains it to you. Okay? Poor Lucinda just gets burned to fucking death.
I guess my problem is she just does it without even, like, questioning it. She just,
no.
She just burn, witch, and then, like...
Immediately.
Yeah, her own sister... She has no... Yeah. She doesn't, like, pause.
You know why?
She doesn't have a moment of repose. It's just burn, witch!
Because she has that holy, unsatanic dick on her mind. And no sister is going to get in the way.
Bro.
She's not going to let her cock block.
She thirsty, okay?
She's not going to let a sister get in the way of that.
Oh, my God.
A sister that's been with her for 150 years?
No. Oh, God. Just... Sorry, sis, I got that dick on my mind. Burn, witch!
So they burn, and the whole cabin burns down. Whole fucking thing, not joking.
Yeah, just they show it. They were proud of this the burning cabin.
I mean, good job.
They just show it, like, just completely collapsing. They even show the cinders.
Oh, yeah. They're still, like, on, like, you know, simmering.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the next day. And we thought the movie was about to cock block us.
Yeah, I thought it was about to end.
It shows Jody leaving.
Yeah, and like the dad's Well, now we don't know who he is. It's just, I think Walter is his name?
Luther.
Yeah. That's right. Like, it just, we don't know who they are in relation, just probably some family that let them stay there.
Yeah.
And so Luther is like, "Are we sure we can't change your mind?" And he's like, "I'm sorry, I just don't believe her."
I don't believe her.
After all that.
All that.
He doesn't believe her.
Yeah.
She lit her fucking sister on fire.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't get it.
He doesn't believe it, but it doesn't matter because something changes his mind.
So Jody gets in his car.
He drives off. We thought the movie was going to end.
I thought it was going to end because it showed him almost going into the distance.
Yeah.
But he like pulls over on the road and turns around. And goes back to the dirt road where we first saw him.
Goes back to the pond.
Yep. And then
where he first met her.
And Lucinda's there. Melissa. Lucinda's gone now.
Lucinda's a pile of ashes.
Yes. So Melissa's there and they start talking again. And
he's like, "I love
you." He's like, "I don't care if you have the soul of the devil."
Yeah.
"I love you."
Yeah.
Tender moment.
Very tender.
And then they get down.
He finally gets it.
So it's such a weird scene because like they start kissing with clothes on,
but
then it goes up to a close up of them kissing, and then it pulls away and they're both naked. Yeah.
You know what that is? That's good editing.
For a porno, maybe.
Oh, please. That's art. It's fucking art.
Oh, my God. So, they get down.
Yeah.
Finally. You know, they both get what they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, and, after she burns her sister alive and he sees them murdering people. And,
yeah.
You know, it's fine. It's fine. As long as they had sex, it's okay.
It is. Sex fixes everything.
Apparently.
Yeah. It fixes the touch of Satan, but unfortunately it backfires.
Yeah, because it shows him laying down.
Bitch be old.
And Melissa, like, drags her hand across Jody's back.
And you see her hand is...
It's all, like...
Fucked up.
Wrinkled, old, has liver spots all over
it. We were immediately like, what the fuck?
What?
Her hand's like,
and then, like, she has the voice of an old person now. Mm-hmm. Like, "Oh, what's wrong, Jody?" And then, like... he's like, "My God, your face!" And like, it shows her like aging.
Yeah, which these are the facts.
So what I don't get is why was sex the answer?
Because the director of this movie saw cat people and decided to do a reverse of cat people.
Yeah,
because in cat people, if she has sex, she turns into a monster. In this movie, it's the other way around.
Yeah,
if you have sex, it fixes it.
Yeah. It's like a really bad It Follows.
Yes. It Follows, Cat People. I say Cat People because this was...
Oh, yeah. Well,
It Follows was obviously way after this.
Yeah, right.
Cat People was before. But that's like the classic of like, the whole thing is if she has sex, she turns into a cat.
Right.
Whereas in this, they thought they were clever and would do a reverse.
Yeah, so sex solves the problem.
And also, again, they mentioned Rosemary's Baby in the poster. Rosemary's Baby is about, obviously, a woman who gives birth to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And they obviously are going for that type of vibe with all the sex and whatever.
Yeah.
So she turns old, and decent effect, because...
It actually does show her, like, aging,
because
like,
at first really rapidly. At first, I wasn't, like, convinced, because she just has, like...
A little bit of wrinkles.
And I'm just like, that's it? But no. Then it shows her face becoming, like, older and older.
Yeah, it's like a time-lapse thing, which is kind of cool.
Which is... I'll give him that.
And then, so he's like, no, you can't die.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. And then you hear Satan's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, "You want to save her?"
Yeah.
He raises his fist in the sky, and he's like, "Yes." And she's like, "No, not this way."
Not this way.
And then
she doesn't want to.
And then the devil's like, "If you want to save her, touch her face."
Yeah.
And so he touches her face, and she goes young again.
She goes young again.
And then he's like, "I am cursed now, but like at least we can be together," or something like that.
So there is no, so now they're both cursed.
Well, is she cursed, though?
Yeah. Pretty sure. I mean, well, how else would she be young again?
I don't know.
They're both cursed. You know what that means?
Hmm.
They need a threesome.
Apparently.
Because the movie ends.
Yep, the movie ends. And that's where the touch of Satan is.
It's inside your genitals.
Yep. It's where you have sex.
It's, yeah. Message! You know what the message is? Abstinence.
Maybe. Maybe that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I don't know. What were your final thoughts on the film? I don't know. I found it kind of...
It's okay.
It's okay. It's not...
Here's my theory. This is the lowest rated horror movie from 1971.
Right.
Which is a little disappointing, because this is not that bad.
Not really. As bad as we've watched.
I might as well go ahead and say it. If we're talking actual, like, filmmaking quality, this is the best one.
Like, that was way worse.
Yeah. Every movie from this year has been worse. Like, there maybe have been others that are more entertaining. Brain of Blood was hilarious. But if we're talking actual filmmaking and, like, craft, this is the best one.
Yeah. So what's your theory on why it was low rated?
Here's my theory. This is a slow movie.
Yes.
And I think my theory is most people can't handle a slow horror movie.
Okay, that's fair.
They want jump scares and, like, you know, over-the-top things happening. And I think this is a little too slow for that. But it's not... It's another thing is that, like, since it's not a great movie, like, the acting is not great or anything like that.
It doesn't keep your interest.
It's like, it doesn't maintain greatness. So as a result, like, you can't watch this and be like, oh man, this is a really great, slow movie.
I think you're correct, because honestly, if I was watching this just by myself, I probably would have turned it off in the first 20 minutes, because nothing fucking happens, and it looks like a bad movie in the first 20 minutes. It really does.
Yeah.
Like, I would have turned it off. I would have been like, you know what? No, yeah. I'm good.
So that's my theory, is I think it's just too slow. That's not me criticizing it, because I don't give a shit. Like, I don't have a problem with slow horror movies, so.
I don't either. Like, I mean, it's not a good horror movie.
Because at the very least, like, in its own weird logic, this has the plot in this makes way more sense than any fucking movie we've watched.
Yeah.
Any movie.
It actually has a pretty coherent plot.
Yes, the plot's coherent. And it, like, things that they mention earlier they mention them again. Like Amazing Grace. You hear Amazing Grace earlier in the movie, and then you hear it again when they're burning the witch.
Yeah.
Or, like, why he turned down the dirt road. Things like that are explained, and they make sense.
Right.
Shocking.
I probably wouldn't watch this movie on my own.
Mm-hmm. Probably not. But I wouldn't have even bothered watching it to begin with.
But, I mean, if you do want to watch it, there is a pretty good...
Yeah.
Just search the Touch of Satan 1971.
Of Satan. Mm-hmm.
It's a Creature Creations YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can maybe plug the YouTube channel, because it provided us the movie. So
yeah,
that was good. And he gives some insights at the end and the beginning
about, like, the Lovecraft reference.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this?
I don't know. Like, I didn't think it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
But it's certainly not the worst.
No.
Like I said, I think I get the whole why it's so bad. Because the first 20 minutes were bad. I will admit. Like, the meat of the film is almost, like, towards the end. Like,
If you improve that beginning, I think...
I think the beginning just makes it seem like any movie we've already watched.
Yeah.
Like, it sets itself up like it's just another... schlock fest, like
with a slideshow death,
right? But actually, it's not. I'm trying to stress this because it's not that good.
No,
I'm not trying to say it's a good horror movie.
Mm-mm.
I'm just trying to say, out of the ones we've watched, it's the best one we've watched so far.
It's the best actual movie.
The horror's not there. It doesn't build atmosphere.
There's some.
I mean, there's some spooky stuff, but
it's more effective as actual horror than anything we've watched previously.
It's true.
And there is slight atmosphere, and, like, it's got some good music. and it's got good cinematography. The acting's passable. It's not bad to like where you're laughing.
I would say Melissa's sometimes that was pretty laughable.
She's on that.
I don't like, know what.
Yeah.
Like, they must have had some weird acting directions for her because mm-hmm. like she does some weird stuff in the film. But
which it kind of fits in the movie.
It kind of works.
But you're not sure if it's intentional.
So my final thoughts is I don't think this deserves a 2.1 on IMDb or like.
I think it's
low.
Even is it even I think it's even lower than that.
Might be. I don't think it deserves the lower rating than all the other movies.
The thing about this, the only movie that has a lower rating than this out of the ones that we've watched is Manos.
Yeah.
Which is strange.
Well, Manos is.
This has a lower rating than Octoman, Will.
I know, which is weird, because it doesn't have any octopus men coming out of an RV.
Yes, and like, or just things that don't get explained.
Right.
Like tiny octopuses. This has a lower rating than Legacy of Blood. For fuck's sake.
I don't know. I don't think it deserves that. It doesn't deserve to be like a well-renowned horror film.
Yeah, I know.
And it's forgettable.
Mystery Science Theater did a thing on this.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine like what there is to riff on.
I mean, there might be some stuff.
Maybe some, but compared to other things, like really, think about it.
I would say it's probably one of the weaker MST3Ks. Mm-hmm. Just because there's, like you said, there's not like that much very laughable scenes.
Yeah.
Like I didn't find myself laughing at any like particular scene.
No.
Except for the batshit insane where she goes crazy and throws the chair.
Yeah. She threw a fucking chair and knocked them the fuck out.
Right.
Fucking Steve Austin, that bitch.
But I don't think, I didn't think it was that bad, surprisingly. If you want to watch it, it's on YouTube. That's my final thoughts on the film.
Do you have any final thoughts on 1971?
Boy, it's been a rough ride.
What's the worst?
Boy, that's hard.
Is it? I know.
I would say most boring, Legacy of Blood.
That's easy for me.
And then I would say worst, I would say Zat. Zat was bad.
No. Legacy of Blood.
You would say Legacy
Everything.
Of Blood? Everything.
I've never felt more annoyed. I mean, that's bullshit. I felt more annoyed during fucking Bigfoot. But that was 1970.
I think Zat's the worst film. I think I was like facepalming more Zat than I was. They're both bad. Like, there's no doubt about that.
But Zat had the very progressive racial politics.
Progressive or just, like, inserted in for no reason?
No, I'd say accidental.
Probably.
They had a black guy.
But they also...
And they're like, you know what, let's just have some...
But they
some
also
lines.
Had, like, weird, like, Zat overdosing and, like, the giant walking catfish.
It's a metaphor about the opioid epidemic.
The giant walking catfish that were supposed to be taking over the mm-hmm. town. Like, there was no need for any of that, and they kept it in the film.
Yeah, because if they cut it out, there would be no movie.
This is why Zat, and then they had that weird, like, kumbaya music part.
Oh man, I love the Doobie Brothers, Will.
Like... The thing is, just like Legacy of Blood, yes, it was horrendous, but Zat just got everything wrong. Like I so did Legacy of Blood. Like I don't know, they're pretty neck and neck, but I would say Zat wins it for me.
Zat is better for me because there's a man in a shitty costume who smacks people to death.
Well, there's also a guy.
Here's how I could rank bad movies, I rank them by the things that happen. And Zat has more things.
It's true.
Now, I don't mean good things.
Oh, no.
I just mean things. Like walking catfish that don't actually walk. Or a man in a costume. Or a kumbaya song sequence. Or how, for some fucking reason, he has to get into a goddamn, like, fucking hospital thing, strap himself in, and then lift himself into a fucking pool. Why can't he just jump in it? Well, makes you think.
Now, see, you're complaining about Zat, and it makes me think that you hated Zat more.
No, Zat's my second.
Or is it just because Zat had those things?
It has those things, Will. Zat made me... Let's put it this way. Zat made me feel more than Legacy of Blood. And that's important.
I would say Legacy of Blood, like...
But I had one emotion during Legacy of Blood.
Anger?
Yes. That, I had two emotions. Anger and confusion. And two is better than one. So Zat wins.
I don't know. I still think Legacy of Blood is worse.
I still put Zat as second worst.
Okay, that's fair.
What's your second favorite?
Second favorite? Because
I'm guessing your favorite is this.
Yes, my favorite has been this. I would say Corpse Grinders was 71, right?
Yeah.
Corpse Grinders.
For me, it's Brain of Blood.
Really?
Yeah. That plot is nonsense.
It's garbage.
It's amazing. It's fucking ludicrous. But Corpse Grinders was fun.
I thought Corpse Grinders was, for what it was, it's just a cheesy...
It's charming.
Grindhouse film.
It's charming.
Like, it just works.
It has those little touches.
It's supposed to be grimy. It's supposed to be, you know, stupid and silly.
It has those touches. Like, the woman with the doll, and she, like, has a separate seat at the table for the doll, and she pours the soup for the doll. You know, little touches. Or the whole thing with the secretary and how she takes off her clothes when she pours a beer.
I know. And the cat's going crazy. It was just ludicrous, and I didn't fully enjoy it because I still thought it was a really bad movie. But I would say out of the ones we've watched, that was my second favorite.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
That was enjoyable.
So yours was Brain of Blood?
Yeah.
That, I don't even know. That.
Yeah, you do.
That film was bonkers.
How'd you find us?
It's fucking insane. Like, I can't even fucking...
You almost forgot that there was a transplant.
How they wrapped him like a fucking Thanksgiving ham.
And it's the actor.
Yeah.
Do you think they had, like, a breathing hole for his nose in the tinfoil so he wouldn't suffocate?
Yeah. 71's been a ride. 72's gonna be even... I don't know. 72 is going to be bad, too, I think.
I mean, the whole point is that we're watching bad movies.
But we're finally getting into action movies, which I'm excited about. So, like, we've been doing a lot of horror, and, like, when we started this podcast, I wanted to do action and horror. So now that we're... Or we wanted to do action and horror. So now that we're actually, like, finally getting into where action movies started becoming more relevant, we're getting more action movies.
Kung Fu movies, Will?
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be bad, but...
Well, it's going to be really bad, but at least we'll finally get some...
Ooh, that dubbing.
Oh.
You know it's going to be dubbed.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want it to be dubbed.
Yeah.
Because with dubbing, you get maximum things.
Well, also, you get really bad voice actors, which is going to be great.
Which is for our sake.
Underpaid, don't give a fuck because they're not getting paid voice actors.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great for us.
It's going to be great.
We'll have much more material coming. Sorry we only put out one episode this week. I was really under the weather on Thursday, so we couldn't record one that day. But we're back on schedule. We'll start putting out two episodes every week. They mostly come out at night. This has been 1971, and this has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we'll talk to you all later.
Bye.